What's going on, everybody? Hey, before we get into today's episode, listen up. If you're listening to this right now on Apple, Spotify, or any other platform, if you could leave us a review and give us a rating, I would greatly appreciate it. We want to bring this to as many people as possible and completely change the world. Now let's dive right in to today's episode of the Alex Morton Show. I hope you enjoy it. I'll see you guys soon. If you just beat the shit out of yourself every single day and you look for faults every single day and you look for what's wrong every single day, you're not going to build positive self-confidence. You're going to start to deteriorate yourself. You may think the conversations you have with your teachers, your professors, your friends, your mentors, your wife, your family, they're important. And they are very important. But guess what? The most important conversations you and I will ever have on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis, guys, are the conversations that we have with ourselves.
Welcome to the Alex Morton Show. I'm your host, Alex Morton, an entrepreneur, best-selling author, speaker, and momentum creator. This podcast is not just about financial success. It's about unlocking your potential in all areas of life. My purpose is to inspire you to become great and share the real, raw truth about success. This is where your extraordinary journey begins.
Welcome to today's episode of the Alex Morton Show. Like always, I want to say thank you for spending some time with me here today. If you are watching this on YouTube, okay, and you're not driving in a car right now, take out a notebook, take out a pen so you can take some notes. If you're listening to this right now on Apple or Spotify or another platform and you are in your car, definitely don't take notes. But today's episode is we're going to give you guys, you know, my take on one of the most powerful words I believe in the entire English vocabulary and language, and that is confidence. Now, before we talk about the 8 ways to build more confidence, let's talk about why that is important. Now, whether you are a man or a woman or something else, listen, you need confidence in your professional life. You need confidence in your personal life. I can tell you right now, the woman that I married, if I was not confident, there's no way she was going to marry me. I can tell you right now, if I was not confident, there was no way I was going to be able to earn $1 million before my 25th birthday. Confidence impacts you in every way, shape, and form you can ever even begin to imagine, right? The best athletes most of the time are confident. The best business owners are confident people. The people that get what they want in this life, okay? They are confident people. But I don't want you to confuse confidence with arrogance, okay? I believe as a human being, you can be ultra supremely confident without being arrogant and having an ego, right? Confidence is this: I know I'm the best. I know I'm amazing. I know I'm an intelligent person. I know I am capable of accomplishing all of my goals and all of my dreams, okay? However, I also know I am no better than anybody else because me and you are both God's highest form of creation, okay? And if you see another man or another woman accomplish something, you must know right then and there, you can accomplish the exact same thing. An ego problem, E-G-O, edging God out, not good. Having an ego is when you believe you are better than somebody else. Here's a newsflash for all you quote unquote rich people out there. You are not better than other people just because you have money. If you have more money than somebody else, all that means is you have more money than somebody else. It does not mean you're a better human being than anybody else, right? So confidence is better than an unhealthy ego problem. So when we turn to the dictionary, okay, confidence, right? Confidence, this is what it means. It is the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something, firm trust. It is the state of feeling certain about the truth of something. That is what confidence is. Ladies and gentlemen, you must build a high level of confidence in this year. Okay, you must build a high level of confidence in every category of your life. So today, I want to talk about the 8 ways to build unstoppable, unwavering, undeniable levels of confidence. And you do not have to have a bunch of money in your pocket or be driving a $300,000 sports car to have confidence. Guys, I was 21 years old starting my first business. Okay. I had no network. I had no net worth. I was not given millions of dollars from my mommy and my daddy, but I was confident on where I was going. A lot of that had to do with the personal development I was into, right? The tapes and the audios and the books and, you know, the videos I was listening to. However, I was confident. I didn't care. In my mind, I was already a millionaire. In my mind, I was already the number one earner in my first company. In my mind, I was already traveling all over the planet, teaching other people how to be, do, and have everything that they desire. Okay. So way number one to building this unstoppable, undeniable, unwavering level of confidence is setting goals. Now, later on this journey we're partaking in together, right? I will have an entire episode on goals. However, when we're talking about building confidence, number one, you've got to be able to set some goals, okay? Setting SMART goals. What does SMART goals really stand for? Well, specific, measurable, achievable, and relevant, time-bound goals. What does that mean? Okay. In layman's terms, remember, I am not the smartest person on the planet. I had a B and C average growing up in high school. Okay. You don't have to be smart to be a success. You don't have to be smart to make a lot of money. And you don't need to have a high IQ to build this unwavering, undeniable, unstoppable levels of confidence. So when we're talking about goals specifically here, guys, I want you to set some goals for the week, set some goals for the month, and set some goals for the year. If you've worked with me in the past as a student, as a mentee in any of my programs, right, you will know that I teach people when they set goals to write things down in the present tense. What do I mean by that? Okay, if you're taking notes, this is one for your notes. You write it down like this: I am so happy and grateful now that I am. Put your goal and put a date. Right? When I set out to become a millionaire before my 25th birthday, I said, I'm so happy and grateful now that I am a millionaire before my 25th birthday. And I don't say, I want to be a millionaire. I want to have a Lamborghini. I want to retire my parents. I want the promotion at my job. No, you're saying, I am. You're speaking it right now into reality right now. You know that words create. Okay, God built the earth, you know, through words, through the tongue. So you create your reality. You create your confidence through the words coming out of your mouth. So set some goals for the day, the week, the month, the year. Set goals, write them down in the present tense. You can see them every day. You need to see where you're going every single day. Okay, I recommend building out a goal card, getting a piece of paper and writing it down. I'm so happy and grateful now that I am earning $10,000, $20,000, $100,000 per month by December 31st, 2024, August 17th, 2024. I don't care what the date is. I don't even care what the goal is, but you need to set some goals so now you can start to accomplish these goals day by day. When you accomplish a small goal, hey, I'm going to make my bed tomorrow morning. You wake up, you make your bed, accomplished, confidence goes up. I'm going to drink 20 grams of protein when I wake up in the morning. You wake up, you drink the protein, you accomplish, confidence goes up. You understand what I'm getting at here? You don't need to go out and make $1 million tomorrow to build confidence. You need to start getting small wins and stacking small win after win after win after win, building the muscle of confidence, okay? The second way to build unstoppable confidence is practice self-compassion. What is that? Be nice to yourself. And this is something that I struggle with a lot. But this is something that I struggle with to this day, right? Sometimes I'm too hard on myself. I beat myself up way too often. You know, my amazing, beautiful wife always says, listen, you're doing good. Stop being so hard on yourself, right? Practice self-compassion. It's okay to pat yourself on the back. It's okay to look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, man, I'm proud of you today. Okay. You ate the amount of protein you were supposed to eat. You did 20 minutes of cardio. You lifted some weights. You sent 2 gratitude text messages out to people telling them thank you, right? you got on your knees and you prayed to your creator, to your God today, right? I'm proud of you. Practice self-compassion. That also builds confidence. If you just beat the shit out of yourself every single day and you look for faults every single day and you look for what's wrong every single day, you're not going to build positive self-confidence. You're going to start to deteriorate yourself. You don't want to do that. You want to build confidence. So practice self-compassion and look for things in your life. Look for the small victories, the small wins every single day. And to say, you know what? I'm proud of me today. You got to become your number one fan. You got to become your number one cheerleader. Listen, you may think the conversations you have with your teachers, your professors, your friends, your mentors, your wife, your family, they're important. And they are very important. But guess what? The most important conversations you and I will ever have on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis, guys, are the conversations that we have with ourselves. We think tens of thousands of thoughts every single day. And those conversations and those thoughts and that thinking is between the person in the mirror. So don't be so hard on yourself and embrace self-compassion. The third way to build confidence is to embrace failure. Embrace failure, not big failure, not massive failure, but embrace the little moments where you screw up, you mess up, you F up. That's okay, man. Everybody that's done anything great at one point in their life, at several points, at dozens of points in their lives, they screwed up. Me, you, my mentor, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Drake, the Kardashians, the Jenners, Muhammad Ali. I don't care who it is. I don't care what they did. At some point, they made mistakes. What you want to do is change your perspective on failure. Instead of just being so mad, so upset, and so angry, look at your mess up and say, you know what? Let me learn from this mistake. Let me learn from this relationship. Let me learn from this bad move I made in my business, which caused certain things to, you know, go sideways, right? You want to learn from your mistakes. You want to learn from these mediocre minor failures you're going to have throughout your journey, right? Because when you screw up and when you mess up, then you can say, you know what? At least I learned from this situation. You know, in my first company, I became the youngest and fastest ever to earn $1 million. And I know when that happened and my face was on magazines and, you know, my face was on all these top podcasts and shows and, you know, even my face was on the side of the Phoenix Suns basketball arena. Yeah, crazy, right? Making a ton of money, having a lot of success at a very young age, right? I know my ego inflated, but instead of, you know, looking at that moment where my business did go down and I did have some pitfalls and I did, you know, make some bad financial decisions with my money, instead of just being so angry and so upset and so pissed off, I chose to learn from those many failures along the way. And then when I got into my next company, I then did not make the same mistake twice, right? You listening to this right now, watching this right now, you can either learn from your own mistakes over and over and over and over again, and you can see how bloody you get, or you can learn from mentors. You can learn from the Alex Morton Show and say, you know what? I'm going to learn. When I screw up, I'm going to find the good in the screw up, in the mini failure, and I'm going to learn from my mistakes and then I never make the mistake again. Way number four to build unwavering, unstoppable, undeniable confidence is to develop competence. What does that mean? You got to master certain skills. You need to know the most about your specific industry. If you are a lawyer, you need to know the law better than everybody else if you want to become an elite level lawyer. If you sell life insurance, ladies and gentlemen, you need to know everything about your industry, right? In my main business, my main industry, I know a lot about direct sales. I know a lot about sales, leadership, marketing, branding, attracting leaders into the business. I know a lot. You need to gain and develop competence about your business, right? How do you do that? Well, you need to acquire new skills. You need to acquire new information. You need to watch this episode over and over and over and over again and write down the golden nuggets in the bullet points that are going to allow you to make necessary changes in your business to turn your yearly income into your monthly income, right? Develop competence about whatever it is you're doing, right? You can develop it through personal experiences. You can develop competence through attending events, attending seminars, you know, a coaching program. I have AM coaching where I meet with, you know, my students twice a month, you know, every month over a 6 month period. And I teach them, you know, the 12 philosophies that allow me to build the life and the success and the money and all the stuff that I have today. I broke it down into 12 philosophies, strategies, and blueprints to help people get to where they want to go. So develop competence in your industry, right? Seek out the people in your industry that are making $1 million a year and say, what do they know that I don't know? What are the skills that they have mastered that I am not yet mastered, right? I guarantee you, I don't care what it is you do, you must become an effective communicator. You must become a master communicator. You must become good at speaking. I don't care what you do. At some point, you, my friends, will be in front of a room of people or a room of people on Zoom. I've spoken in front of, you know, three people at a Starbucks, and I spoke in front of 30,000 people at Grant Cardone's 10X event in Miami at the Miami Marlins Stadium, Major League Baseball Stadium, right? You have to become a great communicator and a wonderful speaker at some point in your career to reach elite level of entrepreneurship and success. So develop competence, okay? Way number five is through positive affirmations and visualization. What do I mean by that? Well, positive affirmations, okay, some of you may think this sounds insane, but you need to be able to go in the bathroom, look in the mirror, and tell yourself to your face, I am great. I am special. I am capable. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am wise. I am attracting great leaders. I am changing the world. I am getting paid $1,000 per minute to speak on stages all over the planet. You speak these things into existence, right? Positive affirmations. It was in the book, Think and Grow Rich. If you've not yet read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, read the book. Read the book, study the book. In the book, it talks about affirmations. What you say to yourself, it matters. It matters. Part two of that is visualization. You know, God gave me and you our imagination. Okay. Our imagination is one of the higher faculties. Now, I will go deep, much deeper into the imagination and into our higher faculties on another episode of the Alex Morton Show. But for right now, let's just talk, macro level on the power of visualization, right? You need to be able to close your eyes and imagine yourself at your company's convention, your company's regional event. And you need to be able to imagine yourself getting caught up on stage as a brand new five-figure, six-figure, seven-figure, eight-figure earner, business owner, right? You need to be able to see yourself in the perfect physical body that you want so bad, in perfect health. You know, I'm not 12% body fat today, but I see myself in my mind at 12% body fat. I see myself in my mind flying on a Gulfstream private jet with Morton on the tail. You know, growing up, we never even flew first class. We flew Southwest Airlines, no first class, back of the plane. And I remember being a little kid walking through the plane and seeing people in first class getting served wine and champagne and beer and warm mixed nuts and, you know, salmon, and I could smell the filet mignon from the economy class, but they were eating it up in the first class. And I said, you know, one day I'm going to fly in the front of the plane. One day I'm going to sit in the back of the car and get driven around, right? I built all of these images on the screen of my mind. What is that? That's called visualization. You can do the exact same thing, the exact same thing. Before I drove a Rolls-Royce Wraith or a Rolls-Royce Cullinan or was able to afford a Patek Philippe watch or a Richard Mille watch or a Rolex watch, I only talk about material stuff so you guys pay attention. I only talk about money so you pay attention, right? You can use the power of visualization, throwing yourself into the future. You can use this for every single sector and vertical and category in your life, for your health, wealth, love, happiness, growth, and abundance. You have to be able to see yourself in the future. What are you wearing? What do you smell like? What are you driving? Where are you living? Who's sleeping next to you in the bed? You open up your Wells Fargo or Bank of America app on your phone. What's your account balance? How much money do you see? You walk into your closet, what brand of bags or shoes or suits do you see? You can make a mental movie right now in your mind of your future. And if you're having a tough time accepting this information as the truth, I implore you to start to accept this as the truth. How well has your way of thinking worked for your life? How well has it worked? What kind of shape are you in? How's your health? Have you done blood work in the last 6 months or even 6 years? Do you even know how healthy you are? Do you work out? Do you train? Do you have positive influences in your life? Or do you abuse certain substances to escape reality, right? We don't want you to be doing that stuff anymore. We want you to build the best version of yourself and then give that version to the world and make the world a better place. Okay, so positive affirmations and using the power of visualization is astronomically important to building confidence. Okay, the next way six, you guys, is body language and appearance, right? Our physiology is so important when you're having effective communication. You know, Tony Robbins said, I want to say only 28% of communication are the words coming out of your mouth. It's your tonality. More importantly, it's your body language, right? Somebody could be watching this right now. There are people watching this right now that don't understand English 100%, but they feel my energy. They hear the passion and they see my body language, right? How's your body language? Throw your shoulders back, stick your chest out, and be a confident individual. When you shake somebody's hand, grip somebody's hand, right? When you're talking to somebody, make eye contact with them. You know, I've met over 1 million people around the world. When I meet somebody, within 2 seconds, I can tell if they suffer from some type of self-imposed self-confidence issues solely based on their eye contact and how they greet me or greet somebody else out in the open, right? So build a positive, great body language and work on your appearance. I'm not here to say it's right or wrong, but we know human beings judge. Human beings judge. Did you know the female brain, within 5 seconds, subconsciously, when they meet a male, if they are a heterosexual woman, within 5 seconds of meeting a male, subconsciously, they decide if they would ever engage in sexual activity with the guy within 5 seconds. And that's based solely on what? In appearance, energy, and probably confidence. So work on your appearance, right? Eat a little bit healthier, right? Stay away from the sugar and the bullshit and the Coca-Cola and the cheesecake and say hello to avocado and eggs and chicken and lean meat. I'm not a dietitian. I'm not a nutritionist and I am not in perfect shape whatsoever. I was eating a little bit of peanut butter and Nutella, you know, last night watching Netflix. I'm not perfect. I never told anybody I am perfect, but I am saying this, okay? People judge people. And in the business world, ladies and gentlemen, you can't give people a reason to say no to you on joining your business or buying a house or buying an insurance policy or buying whatever product or service you are selling. So work on your appearance and work on your body language. Okay. Way number seven. Okay. Stay with me. Way number seven is surround yourself with positivity. Okay. Surround yourself with positivity. You may say, well, Alex, my house is negative. My parents fight, argue and beat each other over money. Everything on the news is negative. All my friends are broke and pissed off and abusing Percocets and, you know, smoking crack and doing crazy shit all the time. Everything about my environment is negative. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have to fix it. What does that mean? You have to fix it. You have to fix it physically. You have to fix it spiritually. Well, how do you do that? Well, you have the ability to go onto YouTube and get into a different environment. You can type in $1 million villas in Dubai, $20 million villas in Las Vegas, $10 million villa in Miami and take home tours, right? You can change your vibrational frequency. You can change your environment, you know, spiritually. You know, I love what Will Smith said. Will Smith said, listen, Where you are today physically has no bearing on where you can go tomorrow, spiritually and physically. So change your environment, change your circle, get around positive people. If you hang out with people and all they do is bitch, moan, and complain and try to talk you out of your dreams and your goals and your desires, stop hanging out with these people. Stop hanging out with negative people. Get around positive people, right? Go meet new people at the gym. Go meet new people at the mall. Go network with other like-minded individuals. Join some Facebook groups. Get on to Instagram and type in some hashtags. Go join the Young Entrepreneurial Club or the Young Entrepreneur Network. There are people out there just like you. There are people out there just like me. You have to go out there and put yourself out there to build new friendships, new relationships. And some of you, you may need to pay to play, right? Spending money on getting in the right rooms, guys, changed my life, right? Changed my life. I paid one individual $75,000. I paid one individual $150,000. And people may say, well, Alex, why would you do that? This is my answer. Would you spend 75 grand if it was going to make you 700 grand? The answer is yes, every single time. So change your environment. Get around positive people. Personal self-development is always positive. Whether you're listening to me, whether you're listening to Bob Proctor, whether you're listening to Tony Robbins or Ed Milet or Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant's coach, Tim Grover, it is going to be positive information that goes into your mind and puts you in a better vibrational frequency. And that's how you build ultimately more confidence. The more positive you are, the more confidence you're going to become. And way number eight in building massive, massive levels of unstoppable, unwavering, undeniable confidence is one of my favorite words, and that's action. Take action. Take action. Take the nuggets I just gave you on building confidence and start tomorrow. Wake up, make your bed, build confidence, right? Audit your friend group. Hey, who are my negative ass friends I need to cut out of my life? Who are people in my family that if I call them up on the phone, all they're going to do is complain about the president, the economy, the war, the crime, the homeless issue? Don't listen to it anymore. Okay. If you are not where you want to be right now financially or in any other aspects of your life, you can't afford to keep getting poisoned with negative programming. But nothing will change unless you make the change. What does that mean? Take action. What kind of action? For me, massive action. Massive action gets it done. When I wanted 100 grand, I took massive action. When I wanted 1 million a month, I took massive action. When I wanted to attract, you know, a phenomenal woman to become my wife and eventually become the mother of our future kids, I had to take massive action, right? To attract better, you must become better. You cannot become better without massive action. Okay, get out of your comfort zone. A lot of you listening right now, listen. You're too comfortable, man. You're too comfortable. You don't want to change. You're too comfortable. You don't want to do anything that puts you in an environment where you feel a little bit of cold or a little bit of warmth, right? I put myself in the sauna 5 times a week until the point of almost physical exhaustion and passing out. Number one, it's good for me on a health standpoint. Number two, I want to feel some pain. I want to feel some pain. I take freezing cold showers to feel some freaking pain, man, to remind myself, hey, you grow when you're uncomfortable. You grow when you're out of your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. Take actions. Take actions to make yourself uncomfortable. Learn new skills. Develop new habits. And you are going to build a better version of you. It's okay to take some risks, right? It's okay to be 19 or 20 or 21 and say, you know what? I'm moving out of the city I've lived in for the last 18, 19, 24 years. I'm moving. When I was 18, I was scared to leave Ohio. I was scared to go to Arizona, knowing nobody, going from a town with two ice cream shops, two pizza parlors, and then I'm going to go attend Arizona State with 80,000 students from all over the world. You don't think I was nervous? You don't think I was a little bit scared? Of course I was, man. I was barely 18 years old, but I said, on the other side of that temporary pain, on the other side of that temporary being uncomfortable, I'm going to grow more in the next 24 months over here because of everything I'm going to have to go through than probably the next 24 years if I stayed home in the same damn environment that I was accustomed to for the first 18 years of my life. So again, we're talking about building self-confidence, right? Setting goals, practice self-compassion, be nice to yourself. It's okay. Learn to embrace failure and to learn from these small failures. Develop competence, develop new skills, master effective communication, master public speaking, master how to open a prospect, how to present your product and service, how to close somebody, how to onboard a new client, how to onboard a new customer, become competent in what it is you do, right? Become obsessed with positive affirmations. Become obsessed with learning to use the power of visualizing your future. Before anything great showed up in my life physically, guys, I saw it. I visualized it spiritually in the screen, on the screen of my subconscious mind, period. End of story. I'm going to build better body language, right? I'm going to build better body language. How do I do that? By doing small things, building new habits of shaking somebody's hand, building a new habit of having great eye contact with the person I'm talking to. I'm going to work on my appearance. I'm going to get toned up. I'm going to lean out. I'm going to gain some muscle. I'm going to cut my hair a little bit more often, man. I'm going to buy some nice clothes. I'm going to look fresh. I'm going to look good. So when I meet somebody and I'm talking to them about business, I'm not going to give them a reason to say no to me, because I'm going to show up like I'm already worth $1 million, even though I'm only worth $400 a month physically. I'm going to show up like I'm already a multimillionaire. I'm going to cut the negativity out of my life, and I'm going to surround myself with more positivity. And last but not least, I'm going to take all out massive action on building more confidence, because I know me becoming a more confident individual, I'm not only going to make more money, but I'm going to be able to make more of an impact, because I'm going to become a leader. People follow people who know where they are going. People follow people who have a big vision. People follow people who are supremely confident in the life they are creating. I hope you enjoyed today's show of the Alex Morton Show. If you got any value of this, give us a 5-star rating. Leave us a review on Spotify, YouTube, Apple. Send this link out to a couple people that you care about. And listen, this is going to be the best year of your life. And today is the day one of a brand new journey for you in building unstoppable, unwavering, powerful levels of confidence. Thank you for your time, and I'll see you on a future episode.